there is an OkCupid question that asks, are you carefree or intense? OkCupid is an online dating forum where people who have been recently broken up with by their Frisbee boyfriends can go to meet people outside of their insular sports community. I was hovering my cursor over carefree because it seemed more likable. And I was trying to convince myself that it was true. So I came up with a list of 15 reasons why I am carefree. And it started with my sport being associated with stoners. And it ended with this list not being alphabetized. The self-awareness set in, but instead of just accepting that I'm intense and answering the next question, I got indignant that I had to be likable. And I am still not a success story for OkCupid. So hi, I'm Kelly. I am not carefree. And I am passionate. I am passionate about my sport, and I think that that passion brings out the best and also the worst. But there's one area of ultimate that brings out the very worst in me, and that is self-officiation. Self-officiation means that we don't have referees, so players call each other out when they break rules, and then they decide between themselves who's right and wrong. I dislike self-officiation because it highlights many of the things that I dislike about myself, including the intensity. For example, a few years ago, I went to a tournament called Gandy Goose with Portland's premier Dungeons & Dragons-themed team. Yeah, the Natural 20s. Yeah. We went as wolves and unicorns in some vague connection to the tournament theme. I was a unicorn. I had taken a cereal box and turned it into a horn, and I used pink duct tape for accents. Everything about this tournament was meant to be carefree. However, the second game of the first day, I already was feeling intense. We were losing, and I like to win. And to make it worse, I wasn't playing well, and some dude on the other team with, like, arms and a muscle tee had just gotten a layout D on me. A layout D is when a defender dives through the air to intercept the disc, subsequently humiliating any prideful opponents. And the crazy thing about this layout D was that he actually didn't intercept the disc. He didn't even have a bid on it. He just sort of like threw his body near me, and I got distracted and like dropped the disc. And I immediately was angry. I was like, this guy thinks he can just throw his body around and I'll get scared and drop it. And it's working for him. And I swore on my cereal box horn that I would never drop a disc again, or at least in this game. So our team got the possession back, and I made this hard outcut and then came under for a huge yardage gain. I had no doubt that I was going to bring this disc down. My teammate released the disc, and I see Muscle T running towards the same space I'm going to. But I am an intense unicorn, and I don't care that he's coming. I catch it, and I turn to look at his disappointment. But instead, I see him horizontal. He grabs the disc that I had just caught, and he hits the ground, taking the disc and me with him. And then he actually like rolls into fetal position with it, and the disc is under his body, and I will not let go. So now my hand is under his curled-up body, and I am kneeling over him. And then my right arm goes up like this. And my fist goes down. I stopped about an inch away from him, and I said, I'm so sorry. But the hardest part was I had to let go of the disc, and I withdrew my hand. And I wanted a ref. I wanted a ref because I had caught that disc first, and it was mine. He had broken a rule by stripping it out of my hand, but I just almost punched him for, like, plain hard D, and I felt like I had lost any moral ground to tell him that he did something wrong. And I wanted a ref so that I could be carefree about the call, and I could focus on apologizing for almost punching someone at Gandy Goose. Someone once told me that self-officiation is awesome because we don't have referees in life. And there's a lot of conflict in life, and practicing self-officiation can help you deal with those conflicts. But to me, that is an awesome argument for why we should have referees in life. I especially want them in relationships. The Frisbee boyfriend that I mentioned earlier led me to OkCupid, you guys remember? He and I actually would use a Frisbee self-officiation term in mediating our conflict. We thought it was important that partners could call each other out on our bullshit. And we used a foul call. So you could do like you ate all the cookies, foul. Or on a more serious note, you could do like, hey, foul, that thing you said about my family was unfair. The self-officiation was pretty cool, but it got tested when we broke up. Chris broke up with me the day after I got back from my first club nationals with my elite women's team, Schwa. Despite coming off of an intense weekend, I felt really good about how we gave our perspectives and resolved conflict. Until about 2 weeks after he had moved out, I was in bed eating peanut butter, and I was watching Netflix. Netflix is a time-sucking vortex that takes you away from your problems. And I was just clicking next episode on my third hour of Scandal when the show stopped. Chris had forgotten to pay the Comcast bill, and our internet had been disconnected. I called him to call the foul, but instead, when he answered, I raised a verbal fist, and instead of pausing an inch away, I laid into him pretty hard. It wasn't about the Comcast, it was about being irresponsible, and remember the time he forgot to pick me up at the airport. Worse than the pettiness, I was mean. And I wanted a ref. I wanted a ref to call fouls on all the things that he had done to hurt me. But most of all, I wanted a ref to give me a red card and take me out of the game. That moment was too intense for me to acknowledge that I was being unfair. I think it would be easier to walk away from a conflict trying to accept a call that a ref made rather than walking away and trying to accept myself. I am getting better at apologizing. I find that one fun apology icebreaker is to say, there's this question on OkCupid that asks, are you carefree or intense? Last season, I was apologizing to a Schwa teammate after I had an intense overreaction to a call. And she super casually said to me, you don't have to apologize for who you are. So, hi, I'm Kelly. I am sometimes intense, and I'm trying to be carefree about that.